LBJ announced the war on poverty during his State of the Union address to Congress. Historian Richard Philippink of Western Illinois University says Johnson had a deep personal commitment to helping the poor.
He himself was poor in his childhood and in his teen years, had to take a year off college to go to work to afford to pay for college. So he had a great deal of personal empathy for the poor and saw himself as an FDR New Dealer, saw himself as the next generation's domestic reformer.
What was the goal? Was it to eliminate poverty or simply reduce it? What were they hoping for?
Well, what Johnson says in his speech is that the plan is to eliminate poverty, that the United States is a wealthy enough nation to eradicate poverty in his lifetime, that we have no conscionable reason to allow poverty to continue when we can afford to do things like maintain this extensive base structures overseas. So Johnson really intended, whether or not he could actually accomplish it was another thing, but he really intended to try and eliminate poverty.
How would he go about doing that?
Well, Johnson felt that the most important things to emphasize were education and opportunity, that poverty was a symptom of larger problems, not necessarily a cause. So giving people greater opportunity for education, greater opportunity for job training, greater opportunity and access to jobs, that in the long run you could bring people out of poverty and without blaming them for their initial situation.
So he makes this proposal in the State of the Union address on January 8, 1964. What's the response from Congress?
Well, one of the key elements for doing this is Johnson had already carved out the money in the budget. Part of that message on January the 8th was that the budget was actually going to go down for the next fiscal year, that he, in order to get the tax cut passed that Kennedy had failed to do so before his assassination, Johnson had to get the budget down below $100 billion. He was able to get it down to less than $98 billion and actually a $500 million decrease in the budget for that year. In the process, though, he had squirreled away about $1 billion for anti-poverty programs.
So what happened to the war on poverty during the Johnson administration? Was he successful at all?
He's successful in reducing poverty from approximately 22% of Americans when he comes into office down to about 14% of Americans when he leaves office. The problem for Johnson ultimately is the war in Vietnam, that as Johnson said himself several times, Congress will be much more likely to vote money for the war than for the poor. And as the war progresses and expands, the domestic spending is where he's going to have to pay the price. In 1968, in order to try and slow down inflation, Johnson asks Congress for a one-time 10% income tax surtax. The price he has to pay to get that tax through Congress is a cut in domestic spending, and that cut's going to come in his anti-poverty programs.
What lessons do you think America learned from the war on poverty?
Well, at least for a time, the American people learned that the poor do matter. That is, as an affluent country, we do have an obligation to help those who are less fortunate. I think what the American people also learned is something not quite so positive about themselves, and that is that it's much easier to kill these kinds of programs than to create them.
And was this eventually killed?
Well, it's not entirely, but it's been steadily eroded over the course of the last half century. To give the most obvious example, Medicaid went from a program that was free health care and free prescriptions to what it is today, where you have copays for – small copays, but copays nonetheless – for prescriptions and for doctor's visits and a time limit on how long you are eligible. So it's a program that has been sort of chipped away at over time because, again, the poor don't vote. The poor aren't politically powerful enough to maintain their own programs.
Is that a fair justification to not do something, that it all comes down to votes?
Personally, I would say no, but that's how most political leaders view issues. That's what makes Johnson unique. Johnson was aware that there were no votes in anti-poverty programs, but felt that it was a responsibility as president to take this lead. You know, he was told by his advisors, there's nothing politically in this for you. And Johnson's response was, well, what the hell's the presidency for if I'm not going to take this kind of action?
Richard Philippink is an associate professor of history at Western Illinois University. He considers Johnson's presidency a missed opportunity. Philippink says LBJ had grand visions of what the U.S. could be, and he had the legislative skills to accomplish his goals. But everything fell apart when his administration escalated the war in Vietnam. Rich Egger reporting.